There's a thick scrapbook of historic moments in the history of Middle East conflict.
I'm feeling that this is a sacred mission. Because, as I said, the alternative is horrible.
I am coming here to shake hands with my previous enemy. But now we have to coordinate in the future for the sake of our two peoples.
And so decades after Camp David, years after failed efforts in Oslo and Washington, a new start at the White House.
Every peace begins with leaders. President Abbas, you are my partner in peace.
Of Arab-Israeli partnerships and the history of processed peace.
Here we go again. But is the fire there?
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A reality check on Middle Eastern peace this morning. It's Thursday, September 2nd.
And that is at the top of the news this morning. Israeli and Palestinian leaders are in Washington preparing for their first direct peace talks in more than 2 years. In a dinner at the White House last night, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had this message for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
We don't seek a temporary respite between outbursts of terror. We seek a peace that will end the conflict between us once and for all.
President Obama says he'll do everything within his power to achieve a comprehensive peace agreement. He met separately with the two leaders ahead of today's talks and says the time for a peace resolution in the Middle East has come.
Too much blood has already been shed. Too many lives have already been lost. Too many hearts have already been broken. And despite what the cynics say, history teaches us that there is a different path.
Joining us now from Washington is Robert Malley, the Mideast Program Director at the International Crisis Group, also former special assistant to President Clinton. Robert Malley, any sign in the remarks last night of historic handshakes to come or Camp David-like breakthroughs?
Well, what we heard yesterday were fine words, generous words, magnanimous words, and they haven't been heard in a while. And to that extent, there's some room for optimism. But, you know, as we just heard, and we have to be honest, those words have been heard before. And more often than not, they've been followed by disappointment and sometimes by violence. And that's good enough reason for being sober.
Well, it was at least theoretically positive to hear those words being talked about again. It has seemed like a long time. Robert Malley, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
A state of emergency is in effect for North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland as Hurricane Earl picks up steam and intensifies. The Category 4 storm is expected to impact the Carolinas' Outer Banks later today. And Todd Kimberlin of the National Hurricane Center says...
The center of Earl will be approaching the Outer Banks of North Carolina by late Thursday and could move over or near the Outer Banks by Thursday night.
The storm is then expected to turn and head up the East Coast tomorrow. Hurricane watches now extend from Delaware to Cape Cod.
NATO says two American soldiers died in fighting in Afghanistan this morning. It comes as coalition forces say they've killed the insurgent leader responsible for the roadside bombs earlier this week that killed five American soldiers.
New numbers just out show illegal immigration to the United States has slowed significantly since the recession began. The Pew Hispanic Center says the number of illegal immigrants entering the U.S. fell nearly two-thirds from 2007 to 2009. The group also cites tougher border enforcement as a reason for the sharp drop.
U.S. manufacturing continues to grow. In August, the sector expanded for the 13th month in a row, and it's giving Asian markets a big boost this morning. Asian markets up. European indices are mixed right now. Futures are flat on Wall Street, but there was a big rally yesterday. The Dow gets underway at 10,269 after a 2% rise yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,080, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,176. Coming up this morning, tennis legend Andre Agassi joins us live to talk about the latest at the U.S. Open in his autobiography, Open. That's later this hour.
But in just a moment, we'll go back to looking at this process of getting peace in the Middle East. Has it turned into an industry, a peace industry? That's a thesis we'll talk about in a few minutes. And we wonder what you think. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.